clock strikes midnight, and
that's my theme song, Junk Food Junkie. Yeah. You like that song?
Oh, I love it.
That's a great one. Welcome back. We're with Chef Maxwell today, and we're talking about one of the most versatile products around. Tell us again about this for folks who just tuned in.
It's tamari sauce from Sanjay Corporation. It's a premium soy sauce. It's different from the regular soy sauces that are on the market in that it's a brewed product. It's very complex. It's lower in sodium and contributes to the flavor of the food rather than covering it up.
Hmm.
You can use it as a replacement for soy sauce in any recipe that you would use soy sauce in. Plus, you can use it in place of salt in almost any recipe that calls for salt.
Yeah, there's a big difference with this and most soy sauce. This is naturally brewed.
Correct.
So that's a big difference.
Correct.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask a question, and maybe the young lady listening in the other room can answer it for us as she tries to eat in peace. Because again, I mentioned on our website, we'll put your website on there too. Does Sanjay have a website as well?
I'm not aware of one. I don't know whether she
does. No. Okay. All right, I was going to put one on there, too, but I guess they don't have one. Maybe they should get one.
This is a low-alcohol product, too. A lot of the soy sauces on the market have got a fairly high alcohol content. And when you use that at the very beginning of the cooking, like when I put it in here and the pan was still hot, the alcohol would flash off and cause a bitter taste.
Hmm.
And this won't do that. It won't flash off.
It's pretty cool. This is great stuff. I love the you know, it's interesting to note. I did buy this. I do have this peanut sauce. I made chicken with this one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I recognized the label. I bought that in, I thought it was a really fancy sauce. And it's very, very good.
It is really good.
But, I mean, you can get it anywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's, sometimes you had sauces like this, you had to go order from a catalog somewhere. But it's available in all the local supermarkets. So that's pretty cool.
Catalog grade sauce.
It is. It really is good quality stuff. I wanted to find a little bit more about you, so we'll do that right now if we have a chance. And also about the thing you mentioned about community projects that you're involved in. Some of them. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I think anybody that's in business needs to give back to the community a little bit. And there's certainly lots of ways up here in Boston that people could do that. In Richmond, I got very involved with the Central Virginia Food Bank and helped develop what's called a community kitchen, where we go to hotels and caterers and grocery stores, and we glean food. We get food that's been prepared but not necessarily served.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it back to a kitchen, rework it into meals that we send out to emergency feeding places, like the battered women's shelter and the emergency feeding place and the homeless shelters. And in order to do that, we need a lot of manpower, so we use welfare to work individuals and have a 12-week training program that teaches them how to cook.
Hmm.
So it's a kind of recycling.
Gives them a career, too.
Gives them a career.
Yeah.
And we place them in restaurants and hotels.
We have something like that around here. We have job banks as well. Mm-hmm. I have food banks around here and things like that. But, you know, it's a great idea if you think about all the stuff that's wasted. Supermarkets put out all this food to go, and they don't sell it all. Where does it go?
Yeah.
A lot of it gets thrown out.
Well, last year, in the United States alone, 96 billion pounds of food got lost.
Hmm.
It's a huge waste. You know, some of it's by law. I mean, if for example, a chicken manufacturer produces a barbecued chicken, sends it out to a grocery store chain, and they say, no, we didn't order barbecue, we ordered mesquite grilled, well, they can't go back to the plant.
Yeah.
It's just illegal. You can't take a processed product, put it back into a manufacturing
center. Reprocess it. You can't do that.
So then they have to dispose of it somehow. So that's what food banks come in.
But if you think about all the restaurants that make specials every day and don't serve it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people who are homeless know this because they go in the back of these places, mm-hmm. and they take it out of the dumpsters,
yeah.
and they eat it.
Yeah, so then the food banks in most communities.